Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Hang in there, folks. Tomorrow's the big day. Yes, it is Election Day, but almost as importantly, it is the day that all of those annoying television commercials finally go away. Surely our national election campaign of 2024 has set a revenue record for America's television networks and TV stations. I know I say that every election season, of course, but this time I really mean it. It must be difficult if you run a home repair service or sell cars or hawk miracle cures to buy airtime during the run-up to a presidential election. The difficulty is compounded when you factor in all the down-ballot stuff you have to decide, including bitter battles for seats in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Donald Trump calls Kamala Harris stupid. Kamala Harris says Donald Trump is unhinged and unstable. And that's just the over-the-top rhetoric that makes the air. Can you imagine what they must mutter to themselves privately? But let's forget about Trump and Harris for a moment and consider the race for one of Ohio's two seats in the Senate, a seat currently held by a veteran incumbent, Sherrod Brown. The money that the Democrats and Brown are spending to help him keep his job, along with the barrels of cash the Republicans are dumping into the race of his challenger, Bernie Moreno, would fund the budgets of several small countries. It's annoying but also amusing to watch the TV commercials of Senator Brown and Mr. Moreno duking it out back-to-back and then back-to-back again. Each accuses the other of outright lying. Who needs debates when we can get an abbreviated 2-minute version during a commercial break in an NFL football game? There was a time, and not all that long ago, when a political candidate merely accused his or her opponent of misstating the facts or mischaracterizing the truth. Now they just flat out say it. The other guy is a liar. Another tactic is to suggest an opponent has taken up with some shadowy and unnamed evildoers identified only as them. The opponent cannot be trusted because he is, quote, working for them. We're never really sure exactly who them are, but whoever them is, they is bad for America. Pardon the grammatical lapse there, I'm just trying to make a point. We mustn't ignore the talents of the graphic designers in these commercials. It's fairly standard practice these days to portray a candidate as a wonderful family man or woman, blessed with wholesome good looks and a dazzling smile, while finding the most god-awful grainy black and white photo possible of the poor opponent. I'm always tempted to vote for the poor opponent out of sympathy, just for letting himself go. The contretemps extend down to local races also. Our congressional representative, Marcy Kaptur, faces off tomorrow against State Rep. Derek Marin. And let's just say that neither candidate's commercials portray the other guy in a flattering light. There was a time in America when the loser of a political race was expected to reach out to the winner and offer congratulations and good wishes. Nowadays, one wonders if it's hypocrisy to even try.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media.